I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. This episode of Cybercrime Radio is brought to you by eSentire, the authority in managed detection and response. eSentire provides 24/7 managed detection and response for your Microsoft services, including Microsoft Defender for Office 365 and Microsoft Azure Sentinel. Joining me today is Curtis Armour, Director of Product Management, Endpoint, and Microsoft Security at eSentire. Curtis, welcome. It's so great to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. And Curtis, to start off, do you want to tell us a little bit about your role and responsibilities as Director of Product Management, Endpoint, and Microsoft Security at eSentire?
Yeah, for sure. So my role is really all around endpoint security and Microsoft security. So making sure that we're working with the right vendors, we're delivering the right outcomes for customers. Obviously, with endpoint security, that's one of the most important kind of pieces of your infrastructure today in the remote world. And then everything related to Microsoft, the whole M365 Defender stack, as well as Azure Sentinel and Azure Defender.
I guess I'm speaking to the right person for this episode, because I'd love for you now, with that context, to kind of set the stage for us when it comes to Microsoft adoption. I guess, you know, what do you think is leading to the shift to the Microsoft suite for security, and anything else you can think of?
Yeah, for sure. So I think what's happened is, you know, with COVID and with digital transformation really being kind of streamlined with the pandemic, we're seeing a lot more adoption of cloud-enabled technologies, as well as the fact that, you know, Microsoft has been spending an enormous amount of money on building these products and making sure that they can stand on their own within the industry. So a lot of what we're seeing from the analysts, Gartner, Forrester, and the likes of those third-party firms, is that Microsoft is really starting to produce on their overall security strategy as it relates to delivering successful products and successful outcomes for customers through those products.
Okay, great. And so I understand, you know, multiple decision makers across businesses are interested in those benefits of the Microsoft platform for security. So Curtis, can you tell us how the CISO or the CFO, for example, may think about investing in this platform?
Yeah, and it's a great question, because there's really two different buy-in personas there. You know, the CISO specifically is interested in protecting the house, putting in the different layers of technologies, people, and process to be able to, you know, defend against the bad guys, have the right products to be able to take action, and really is focused on delivering that security as a whole. Now, the CFO, on the other hand, you know, is financially motivated. They're focused on profitability, making sure the lights are staying on. And the interesting thing is the intersect between these two, because the way that Microsoft sells is through their enterprise license agreement and through their product bundling. So in a lot of cases, the CFO looks at what they're already purchasing with Microsoft. And when the CISO comes in and is like, hey, I would like these features, a lot of the times you can just expand the existing Microsoft footprint you have to be able to cover those additional kind of avenues of attack, and have it all kind of, you know, simplified and optimized from a total cost of ownership across productivity, security, and disaster recovery and functionality across the Microsoft suite.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So with that, has eSentire seen a particular use case that perhaps spurs adoption of Microsoft?
Yeah, I think to kind of allude to what I was saying before, it is about that control and digital transformation. There's a lot of companies that had a lot of on-prem infrastructure, had a lot of on-prem requirements. And because of what's happened with COVID and remote working, organizations need more visibility, control, and detection capabilities across everywhere. The historical on-prem network is becoming less and less. Obviously, there are still needs for those types of networks, but a lot of it has been driven around cloud adoption and being able to connect, being able to detect and respond and control access to your environment from anywhere in the world. I think also the the interesting thing with Microsoft is that they've really stepped up their game in the last 5 years, and they have made huge strides into adaptability, bundling, and making these types of products, available to regular consumers instead of just, enterprise bodies, which is historically what they've been targeting.
And so I think you touched upon the answer to my next question a little bit, but Curtis, what should businesses expect from Microsoft when it comes to security?
From what we're seeing, Microsoft has committed to spending, $20 billion over the next 5 years, specifically in security. So that in itself is a huge statement. They've already spent, $5 billion over the last 5 years. So they're doubling down on that. We're going to see Microsoft to continue to be a leader in each of their subsequent categories, endpoint security, identity, Azure Sentinel or Microsoft Sentinel, as it's called now, is a newer SIEM, cloud SIEM product that is just being introduced into the analyst space, but we expect it to take over that market and displace the likes of the Splunks, the QRadars, the LogRhythms out there. So I think the interconnectivity of all the Microsoft products aligned with, delivering best-in-class security is what we expect at eSentire from Microsoft.
Can you help us understand better? Maybe that's a better way to put it. eSentire's role in securing the Microsoft ecosystem. Like, where do you guys come in? What do? How do you help, et cetera?
Yeah, it's a great question. So eSentire's main, business is all about stopping the bad guys. And that is really comprised of two main components, when we're thinking about attacking and defending. So one of the core competencies that eSentire has is around, implementation work. So we are a Microsoft Gold partner. And for every service that we sell with Microsoft, we help implement it. And after we help implement it to the standards that we expect from being able to stop the bad guys, we also detect and respond to threats. So anything that can't be automatically prevented, or there's an elusive bad guy that's, trying to conceal what they're doing within an environment, we have the ability to detect that, respond to it, and limit the business disrupting events that that could cause if it went unresolved, within a customer's environment.
Okay, excellent. So, as an MDR provider, you of course pride yourself on delivering complete response with a mean time to contain of about 15 minutes. So, that makes me think about, is that possible, Microsoft? What level of response remediation should organizations expect from you? And, perhaps is this different from the market norm? I know that's three questions in one, but those are just things that I'm thinking of now.
And they're all great questions, and often are ones that we get asked by our prospects. So I'll answer them in order. Specifically around Microsoft, I've been touting the fact that they are really investing in security, and they've done a great job in what they've been able to bring to the market. So, Microsoft as a product company and product security capability is unbelievable. Now, the level of response and the quickness of response for us is tied to, how fast we can triage, how fast we can identify a threat, and then having direct API integration for being able to take a response action. That's how we get to those response times that are a differentiator for us. From the perspective of response or remediation, you can expect from eSentire the ability to, initially stop the bad guy, as well as being able to eradicate their access. This is a big differentiator for us in the market because a lot of MDR providers, all they do is they stop the bad guy, they let the customer know, and then the customer has to re-image the machine or run an AV scan and remove that access. So what's unique about eSentire is that we'll actually, we'll stop the bad guy, we'll prevent a business interrupting event, but then we'll also go in and we will kick out the bad guy. We will remove malicious processes. In certain situations, we'll reboot a machine if there's memory persistence. And we will make sure that whatever access that that bad guy had to execute their initial attack lifecycle, they no longer have that anymore. And the customer's in a healthy and clean state to be able to release that from isolation and allow them to go back to their normal business ops. And I would say that this on the remediation side is very different from the market norm, where it's just tactical isolation and then, you know, relying on the customer to deal with that. But also the mean time to contain, how fast we actually deal with these situations is unique as well, because there are other vendors out there that are touting, you know, 30 minutes mean time contain. And, you know, that's not good enough for what a bad guy can do within that time frame. So we hold ourselves to a higher standard.
Perfect. Thank you for a great response to those three questions. And one of the things that impresses me with Eastentire is the power of your threat response unit, or TRUE. And I know that Microsoft gave you credit in the original discovery of the 100,000 malicious pages that transitioned to targeting Microsoft downloads. So Curtis, how does your TRUE team tailor its content to Microsoft?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, the threat response unit is, you know, a very big contributor to what we deliver across MDR and for our customer base. So I'll answer how we kind of integrate with all the technologies, but I'd also like to kind of give you a picture of what the components of the TRU are. So one component is all around detection engineering as it relates to tactical threat response. So one arm is called the tactical threat response unit, and that is specifically for creating novel detections that are missed within native products that we work with. So to give you an example, if we identified through research a new attack, we tested that attack against Microsoft Defender for Endpoint, for example, and we found that, hey, maybe it didn't detect it, or maybe it detected it later in the attack stage, we'll actually generate content, push it out to Microsoft, our Microsoft customers, to be able to detect that before the product itself detects it. So that's one quarter of it. Another key part of the TRU is around threat intelligence. So obviously threat intelligence is an important part on being able to do, you know, retroactive analysis on threats that we've seen, as well as take data that we get from the industry and be able to pump that for, you know, searching for indicators of compromise, indicators of attack, looking for attack patterns within our customer base. So we do that through an API integration, and we do that across all the products that we support, but specifically for Microsoft products as well. And the last one, and most interesting side of it, is the advanced threat analytics team. And what they do is they come up with machine learning models that scale out complex problems and complex detections that you can't just do in a query, normalize that data, and then pop up, you know, interesting, unique, high fidelity detections that are then sent through the SOC, where they do investigation and response. So all those kind of three key parts together make up the TRU. And I would consider that to be the most dedicated security research function within our organization.
Fantastic. So one final question for you now, Curtis. I think this one's a good one to kind of wrap up our conversation, which is, what's next in terms of Microsoft adoption at Eastentire?
Yeah. And, you know, I think there's a lot of cool things that we're going to get to do with Microsoft. As I alluded to before, you know, we have reached gold security status with Microsoft. We're actually in the process of getting our advanced specialization in identity and access management, just based on the work that we're doing and kind of the response actions that we're able to take at the identity level. From the perspective of, you know, new products and services, we will be offering a dedicated CASB service. So this is going to give us more visibility and response capabilities into SaaS applications, and also, you know, give us power to get into data loss prevention and protection, as well as being able to do threat detection across SaaS applications. And this is all tied to identity. So when we think about Microsoft and we think about the actions that we're able to take, you know, tied to email, endpoint, and identity, those are the main points for us to be able to take care of a specific threat within a customer's environment. And if you can control visibility, detection, and response across all those points, you're able to deal with any threat that comes into a customer environment. And that's really what the main deliverable that we're looking to give to our customers is, that they never experience a breach in their service under us.
Curtis, this has been a great conversation, and I just thank you for taking the time to join us today and, you know, explain how eSentire is handling all this Microsoft adoption. I think this is a really informative episode, and I think our listeners will really value it. So just, again, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining us today was Curtis Armour, Director of Product Management, Endpoint, and Microsoft Security at eSentire. Today's episode was brought to you by eSentire, the authority in managed detection and response. To learn more about our sponsor, eSentire, visit eSentire.com.